It's been an extremely difficult year, you know, coming into this season. The expectations were through the roof for this team. And, you know, everyone was talking about the new additions and the offense and the defense and all these pieces that we had and a favorable schedule, you know, but the game isn't played on paper. We have to go out there and execute week in and week out. And, you know, throughout the ebb and flow of this year, it's been very tough. Very tough, like I said, especially when you have high expectations. But I think the coaches have done a good job of coming into the building and still coaching with a level of consistency. You know, there's no doubt frustration between players and coaches, but I never felt once like their frustration was taken out on the players. And there's a difference with that. You know, honestly, as a player, I don't really even think about that. Because prior to last week when we played the Cowboys, we still had four games left, which is a quarter of the season, and a lot can happen in four games. You know, teams make playoff runs and playoff pushes. So we really try to tune that out. You know, those are distractions and can really lead to be a slippery slope for this ball club. And I feel like, you know, we've done a good job. And, you know, we understand that there are things being said outside the building. But when we come here to work, we're not worried about that. And I don't get a sense that people are out there just being selfish or thinking about their jobs or anything like that from a player or a coach's perspective. I would say the level of effort that we play with, I know it doesn't always seem like that because of some plays that happen on the field, but those are due to lack of, I guess, discipline or somebody not doing what they're supposed to do. But never, when we turn on the tape here at Hollis Hall, do we see guys loafing? Do we see guys just giving up on plays? Or, you know, the coaches on our staff hardly ever coach effort. And I think you shouldn't have to coach effort, but, you know, you'd be surprised if you turn on a lot of other teams' tapes of how many guys are just not giving effort to the ball or not making strip attempts or not doing anything else that is required of defensive players. So it starts with effort, and I think we give that consistently regardless of how the game is going.